This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State leaders from around the country meet today in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more on the meeting of the National Governors Association.
The NGA serves as a policy liaison between state governments and the federal government. Democratic and Republican governors, as well as members of President Trump's cabinet, will discuss challenges facing the nation and different strategies to navigate them together. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is the outgoing chair of the association. He'll hand off leadership to Oklahoma's governor at the end of the conference. Several cabinet members are attending, including U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy. He will discuss his Make America Healthy Again initiative. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Colorado's infrastructure gets a C- in the latest report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. The report looks at 14 areas. Colorado measured best in aviation, dams and rail, and worst in levees, roads and schools. The report's authors say the state's infrastructure is struggling to catch up to the region's growth. Federal investigators have identified what killed two wolves who were brought to Colorado last January. One died in Rocky Mountain National Park after fighting a mountain lion. The other died in northwest Colorado after getting caught in a hunter's leg trap. The state issues permits allowing people to set traps to protect crops or livestock. They're often used to remove coyotes. The state now says it has suspended those permits statewide. It's getting hotter across Colorado. For today, its high is just above 90 around Denver and around Boulder. This is CPR News.